With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
This summer, own your style with Macy's. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has all that you need.
Shop brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Macy's has all of your summer must-haves. Summer dresses, matched sets, volume sleeve tops, espadrilles, wedges, straw-crafted bags, bathing suits, and so much more.
Oh my gosh, the free-for-all. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all. Jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it, so look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Be the smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Wow. Hey, everybody. What a weird episode.
Everyone just exhales.
A lot of flashbacks.
That wasn't even strange. A real episode. That was just a bunch of flashbacks kind of super glued together with some weird expository filler.
Yeah.
In there.
It was very strange. It feels like somebody looked at the board for what's happened so far in the season and what needs to happen and went, oh, shit.
Yeah, how are we going to get there?
It's too many bridges. And they were like, I know, we can make a bunch of things make sense if we just tell people all these things happened. And also, we'll freeze frame constantly.
Freeze frame.
What was that?
Freeze frame. song.
Oh my God.
I'm dating myself. All right. This was season 3, episode 10, Brave New World. It originally aired January 11th, 2006, which makes sense because this would have been like the episode that comes back after mid-season.
Yeah.
So our mid-season break would have happened last episode with Nathan and Haley getting back together and with Brooke and Lucas getting back together.
Big cliffhangers.
And Peyton just crying all by herself. And then we come back with this madness. The day after Brooke says those three magic words to Lucas, he gets in a car with Peyton to take a road trip to visit Ellie. And then Peyton makes Ellie an offer that could bring them closer together. Meanwhile, Lucas reconnects with an old friend, which was lovely, but super random. And then back in Tree Hill, Brooke's clothing line, Clothes Over Bros, becomes an overnight hit, and she asks literally everybody to help out. Plus, Nathan finds out the truth about his mother and her role in the fire that almost killed Dan. That was dramatic.
In a scene that was so badly written that we just didn't know what to do with ourselves. Honestly, James and Barbara did, I think they did a great job with that, with what they could do with that material.
They leaned in, they committed so hard, and that is not easy when you get a scene that could either be filler on Days of Our Lives or CSI. You're the like, CSI. whose show is this? Joy, when you said that, I cackled. You go, what CSI? Is this, an episode of CSI? It was perfect.
First, I had to crush the pills. Then I had to write the letter. The last thing that was left to do was seal the bottle.
Yeah. A lot of and insert third, nightmare.
I had to light the fire. I mean,
it's
that
worth
was...
saying. I usually like this writer. Not everybody can win every time. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but you know.
Well, and just because this writer's name is on the script doesn't mean that's the person that actually wrote it. Like sometimes it's the last person to put a polish on it. So in season 3, a lot of times what happens on shows, regardless of how successful
a
show is that your original writers start peeling off and they get pilots of their own or they get jobs on other shows and you start bumping newbies up. And so sometimes scripts like this, we're like, was this a new kid? Was this someone getting their first go? So we want to be gentle while also poking a lot of fun at it because it was... Yeah. Dreadful.
Yeah.
Well, listen, before we get too far into this, something happened to me this week.
Okay. She messes with this.
Talk about this.
You guys, we just need you to know the willpower of our friend Joy because we got on, as we always do, to watch the episode and we start, you know, cackling about dumb things we've done this week. And Joy goes, oh, I have a story to tell the two of you. And we go, okay. And she goes, I'll save it for the episode. She made us wait a whole hour.
It's been an hour.
An hour.
Okay.
What happened?
Hit us.
Okay. I'm standing in line for lunch, to order lunch. And I have the menu in my hand. Mm-hmm. And I hear, what are you going to get?
Stop.
And I look up. And there is like a 6'5" or more lumberjack looking slightly disheveled, crystal blue eyed,
what?
Sweet man staring down at me.
Okay.
And hello? I'm like, I don't know. I think I'm going to get their whatever wrap. And, you know, oh yeah, this place is pretty good. Blah, blah, blah. He strikes up a conversation and he's, can I look at the menu? Yeah. It takes the menu. And we start, how's your day going? Oh, I say, oh, my day's going great, actually. How about you? Oh, it's great. You know, like blah, blah, blah. He starts launching into this whole story about how he's just bought this new property. I was like, oh, great. Where are you from? So it turns out we've actually lived in several of the same places. And I've moved around a lot. So it's just kind of cool that we've, you know, lived in several of the same places. And we're talking and as he keeps talking about this property that he just bought and, you know, a couple of companies that he owns, and he's super charming and really sweet. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to ask this guy to join me for lunch.
Yeah, you are.
And he gets up to the register, he pays for his food, and he turns around. And before I can say it, he goes, hey, you want to eat? And I'm like, yeah. All right.
Is this a movie?
Okay. I'm like, great.
So the meet cute?
This is great. So total meet cute. So I go sit down. I get my food. I get my little placard and we go sit down. And so we start talking and it's easy conversation. Like this guy is,
he's interested and smart and intelligent. We're talking about architects. We're talking about philosophers. We're talking about traveling. And it's just like, God, this is so nice. And he's an ex-athlete. And
I have
so
to remind like, myself to breathe while you're doing
Joy,
this.
Yeah, Joy, we are bated breath right now.
it's so interesting. Like, I'm at this table in, I'm there and I'm interested. It's mm-hmm. so nice. Mm-hmm. And we just have this great chat and he's like mid 40s and I'm just going, God, is this real? Like, wow, how amazing. And as he's talking toward the end of the meal, and we were sitting there for like an hour, toward the end of the meal, he's saying something about this business venture and the property. And he says the word we a couple of times. And I've already talked about, but the first sentence I say out of my mouth is like, yeah, my daughter and I just moved here, blah, 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 or whatever. And so I'm thinking, oh, does he have a kid? Oh, that's weird. He would have said that and then I'm like, oh, he's talking about his pets a lot. Like sometimes I talk about my pets like we, or maybe it's a business partner, or like maybe his mother lives with him. And there's a part of me that's like, maybe he's got a girlfriend and it's going south.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that, but you know, well, I'm going to give him a little space. So I didn't want to ask because the thing is, if I ask, Who's we? It puts me in the position of A, I give him my cards of him knowing that I'm interested. Mm-hmm. So, and I just don't, I like to, they need to work a little harder than that for me. So I just was like, I didn't say anything, you know, but he gives me the Instagram handle for the website of this property, like farm thing. Oh, by the way, he lives on a farm. He bought a farm.
Oh my God. It's like a dream.
I mean, I'm dying.
It's a dream.
I'm dying, you guys. And so he gives me, he's like going to turn it into a retreat property and Airbnb and all this stuff. And here's the Instagram handle. Go look at it. I'm like, okay, great. He gives me his number. I give him my number. We leave.
No.
He texts me afterwards, you know, this is me. Nice to meet you. And I'm like, yeah, great to know you. So then I go look at the Instagram handle later on. I'm like scrolling and I see it's like all these beautiful pictures of nature and great stuff. And I see one photo of him with this girl and they look kind of cozy, but it's from like a little bit ago. So I'm like, oh, maybe it's, you know, maybe it's an ex-girlfriend or something. So I click on the picture and I do the clickety clicks, you know, to see
yes,
who's
who. Yes, we've met people. We have to.
This man is engaged. Married.
Stop.
No.
This man is engaged.
Nuh-uh, not for long. Not when she hears this. All I'm
engaged.
Saying. Yeah. Yeah.
An engaged.
Like, I'm just like, but like from like,
yeah.
Like they're still there. It's all happening. Like there's new posts about the place and it's like all the new, you know, we bought this place and we're so excited and blah, blah, blah.
Joy, you know, every engaged chick is going through her fiance's phone.
She
just
better.
Like, if this motherfucker has Joy Lenz's number in his phone, he is dead.
So I call my friend Eric Palladino. Hillary, you know Eric.
Of course
you
I
and
do.
Jeff know Eric Palladino. Guys, Eric Palladino, the reason I called Eric, he's on a Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. For any of you guys who watch that show. Eric is from Yonkers and he's the most direct, just deeply masculine. Like, I don't know how else to say it. He's just such
a guy's
dude.
Guy. Yeah.
He's a real guy's guy, man. So I was like, if anybody's going to understand the male psyche, this is the guy I'm going to call. So that's why I texted him and I was like, here's what's up. And you know, I told him what happened and he was like, Joy, no man is going to stand in line and start talking to you and have a strike up a conversation and then ask you to lunch just to be friends. That's not a thing. And especially if he's engaged, the first words out of his mouth should have been my fiance and I, blah, blah, blah. Cause then, you know, and I'm like, yeah, that's it. And that's it. Cause then I would know.
Then you would know. And then they could have been your new city friends.
Totally.
That was not this man's intention.
I cannot wait to see who
he was trying to get away with something, man. And he was fine. Like, I'm sorry if you're battling yourself. I get it. Like, whatever. You're having a
moment.
Yeah, but
don't make me a casualty of your battle.
That's
it. Honestly, it hurt. I was like, I spent the whole day kind of being like excited and like, oh, I met this guy and he liked me and he thought I was cute and like asked me.
You are cute.
So sweet.
You are very cute.
And then like, ugh, you're engaged. What?
Well,
that's bad behavior.
Who does that?
Who you're so cute that someone is ready to firebomb their life to have lunch with you. How about that? That's how cute you are.
But okay, so here's the next part. So Eric tells me, he's like, no, just them. And I'm like, okay, fine. I'm never going to hear from this guy again. He was having a weird moment and whatever. He texts me.
Stop it.
2 days later.
No, he did not.
Sends me a text, a voice note. Hey, I was just thinking about you. And like, you know, I know you're picking out tile. And I just, anyway, hope you're having a great day. So I write back. I am having a great day. Hey, are you engaged? And he writes back, yes, with a bunch of exclamation points. And then he says, are we too attracted to each other to be friends?
What is this? Listen, tomfoolery?
Let me just say, like, you guys and our listening audience, like, you guys know I don't air dirty laundry. Like, I never talk about
this. No, but this one's got it coming.
But this is Easton, our male producer on the show. He's like, wow, I can't, like, it's unreal.
You guys, our chat right now is blowing
our
up.
Chat. People are screaming.
And so, no. And it really blew me away because I just totally misjudged him, right? I told you my picker's bad. Like, I thought this guy was sweet.
No, boss.
No, so, you didn't try to pick. He came and picked on you.
He picked you.
So undo that. This is not your fault.
Yeah. So I said, you know what? I didn't want to get into it. I just said, yes, we are too attracted to each other. And I said, but good luck. And stop asking pretty girls to lunch.
Yes.
And, you know, I put a little smiley face, like, I'm going to be nice about this, but you know that was a dick move.
Dick.
Yeah.
And he writes back. The response is,
No.
Whatever. If I had a nickel for every time I was hit on, I wouldn't have to work.
What?
And then he says something about...
What?
I know.
Joy.
I'm losing my mind. And then
what?
He says something about, I figured it's the same for you, so you'd appreciate the sentiment. We just, you know, it just gets overlooked and then we become friends anyway. But I wasn't expecting a lunch like what we had. Like, I wasn't expecting us to connect that much. And
this
so I totally get it.
This chemistry is undeniable.
Mm-hmm. But like, okay, here's what my real problem here is that... A, he's convincing, first of all, the response of like, whatever, oh, blah, 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 I get hit all the time. How about the answer is, you're right. I totally was trying to get away with something. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That was unfair to you and totally unfair to my fiance. And
yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm sorry. That's the answer. That's the only answer.
That's the only answer.
Yeah.
I need you to send me this Instagram profile right now.
Yeah, you are going to send us this farm Instagram, Joy, when we get
and
off
you
on
need
this.
You need to gaslight me into thinking that I'm the one. Like, sorry if you're not enlightened enough to just be friends with a handsome guy.
Ew.
Fuck off. Are you kidding me?
That's disgusting.
I'm not that stupid.
Does he not have friends? You're the one that's new in town.
Well, by the way, it's so deeply insulting, and like, I'm gonna put my petty hat on for a minute. Have you seen the guy friends in our friend group? Like, sir, we have plenty of deeply attractive male friends.
We only hang out with attractive people.
Are some of our closest people. Like, that ain't it. That ain't it.
Ooh, stop. Joy.
Where stop are the it. Men of honor? There is no honor in trying to get away with something like that, and then convincing yourself that you're not trying to get away with something.
Yeah, just own up to it.
If he wasn't trying to get away with something, the first words out of his mouth would have been, if he found himself talking to a pretty girl and got caught up in it, you correct your course.
You should meet my girlfriend.
My fiance and I, blah, blah, blah. You should meet my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I think you guys would like each other so much. You're new here.
You don't sit for an hour at lunch.
That's brutal.
And talk flirting. To me and get me thinking for 2 days and then text me without acknowledging, hey, I was talking to my girlfriend about your tile situation. And she had some idea, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just don't try to get away with it and then act like you weren't. And girls, if a man does this to you, it's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
Mm.
It's gaslighting. Yes. It's not okay.
This is
why older women.
All right.
This is Danielle and
don't trust men.
So Dan Scott of him. No, but this is why we get more and more blunt as we get older. Because the next dude that comes up to you in line, you're just going to say, are you engaged? Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Like, you're just going to say it and they're going to be like, this chick's bananas.
Yeah.
But it's because.
And you're like, I just don't have time.
Why are you wasting my time?
Don't waste my
time. Why are you wasting my time?
Ugh.
Or tell me. Just tell me that you're engaged. I would have had lunch with you anyway.
Of course
it would have been a different lunch.
I can't wait to see a picture of this fucking dude.
I know.
He's doomed. He's doomed. That's what happens
when you
cross
a drama
queen, friends.
Yeah. Watch out.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures, and their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform.
They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live into a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code, brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff. And they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home. Okay, we can segue out of that. I just had to tell you. But we guys, everybody out there, listen. We actually have something really much more exciting than my weird love life story.
I don't know,
today.
I'm invested.
I don't know. On this episode. We have an awesome guest. Hillary, I think you should be the one to introduce.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm going to cry at some point during the course of this. I feel really, really lucky that for the majority of season three, the love story that I got to have is between Peyton and her birth mother, Ellie. And the actress that played Ellie is the one and only Cheryl Lee. She was with us today. I'm totally freaking obsessed with her, and I don't get to see her or talk to her nearly enough. So bring her in here.
Woo-hoo. Give her to us.
Cheryl.
There she is.
How have you not aged, Cheryl? You like look exactly the same.
Oh my gosh.
Olivia, I'm so happy to see you.
I miss you.
A huge hug to you.
I miss you. You guys, so the last time we saw each other was the first time we'd seen each other since we weren't on the show together anymore. It had been like, I don't know, 12 years? It had been a very long time.
Yeah.
And it was at the convention right before the pandemic hit. And I just remember you walking into the green room and I just started like sobbing uncontrollably. I turned into Peyton in real life.
I was so happy to see you. It just, it's good for my heart.
Where are you right now?
I am in Topanga Canyon in Los Angeles.
Nice. Amazing.
Cheryl, do you know Daphne? Are you and Daphne Zuniga friends? I know she's out there in Topanga.
I don't think I've ever met her.
Oh, that's fun. Dang, you guys would have had such good energy together on the show, too. She was on, she was Brooke's mom. It's so cool to see you two side by side here after having just watched that episode, too. We've always been gushing. Every time you're on screen, we gush about what an incredible actress you are and how much we all looked up to you before you came on the show and how excited we were when we heard that we got you. It was like catching a big fish. We were so excited.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I'm so grateful to be a part of it.
Well, you were an original drama queen. You know, we like tongue in cheek named ourselves drama queens for this podcast because we were like, you know, we were kissing and crying for the better part of a decade and like it paid all our mortgages. But you as Laura Palmer on Twin Peaks, I mean, you were an original drama queen, this iconic teenage character that the country was obsessed with. You know, who killed Laura Palmer was like, that was the catchphrase. And So if you could tell our audience kind of about your trajectory getting involved in that, because that was like your first big job, right?
Yes, I was living in Seattle, studying theater. I hadn't really even thought about television or film, but I had an agent in Seattle and, you know, just for commercial stuff or whatever. And I got a call from her that this director, David Lynch, was down for this mysterious television pilot and was interested in casting local for, and it was the role of a dead girl, and that's all anyone knew. And so I went in, I had seen Blue Velvet.
I went in, which was shot in Wilmington.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, man.
Is a lot still shooting in Wilmington now?
There's a ton, but where our River Court was is where they like found the ear in the field in Blue Velvet. You know how like the movie begins and there's like an ear in a field? It's over there where the River Court was.
No way.
That's the crossover we needed, is the Blue Velvet Tree Hill crossover.
Yeah, I went to Wilmington a lot in the 90s for work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So then I didn't know what to expect meeting him. And I went in and I met David, and he was so kind and so warm. And I was so nervous that my hands were shaking so bad I had to sit on my hands.
Do you talk with your hands like we do? We all, like the three of us, can't stop talking with our hands.
Yeah, I was shaking like a leaf, but he was kind and warm and asked me how I'd feel about being dipped in gray dye and plastic and freezing cold water. And I said, just absolutely fine. And then that's how it started. I was hired for, I think it was 4 days of work as a corpse, in, you know, the finding the body and then the flashback scenes. And then I stayed in Seattle and kept doing theater. And then much later, he called and asked if I would be interested in coming back on the show. And I said, well, sure.
She has a sister.
I'm dead. And he's like, don't worry about that. I'll figure it out.
Wow. That was my first grown-up show I remember watching. Yeah. I remember like my dad was watching it and I don't know how, it was probably like, actually I have no idea how old I was, but I remember it being like, I think this show is too grown up for me, but I can't stop watching it. This is so interesting. It had a real, real impact on probably my whole macabre outlook on many things in life.
It was definitely the show that like goth girls were into, and being a goth girl in high school was like, man, if you're not watching Twin Peaks, if you're not like freaking out over Twin Peaks, what are you even doing with your life? What are you listening to, boy bands? Ew.
What are you listening to, New Kids on the Block? Get out of here.
And so you ended up doing, how many seasons of the show did you guys do of Twin Peaks?
Two. So there were only two seasons.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think they just did not know what to do with us.
Wow.
Well,
and then that ended, and then years later the movie came, and then that ended, and then 20 something years later the season 3 came.
We'll talk about the movie so though cool. Because Moira, who was Karen on our show, was in the movie with you, right?
Yes. Yes, and I actually had worked with Moira before that even.
Really?
Really?
The movie of the week together. When we were, I mean, I was right out of Twin Peaks. It was like one of my first jobs off of the second season of Twin Peaks. I worked with Moira. So when I heard Moira was coming onto the film, I was so excited because we already had this history and I loved her. I just, a big fan of her. So
she's a good time. And then you also worked with Craig. Who on our cast didn't you work with? Did you work with Paul Johansson too?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, it's sometimes I forget what I worked on.
yeah. We know
that. I get that.
When I was rewatching the show, this show last night, and I was seeing you all, and it's like my heart just burst open because you're so young, and I know what it feels like to have to go through you know, you're on a show and this is happening and you're at this really important time in your own life, figuring things out. And then you're on this show and that becomes a success. And like, there's no handbook that comes with this, right? We're just kind of going with it. And it just,
I wish we'd had the wherewithal to ask you for advice when, when you were that age.
God.
When I was your age, that was one thing. I would find older actors and I would follow them around like a puppy because I was like, I don't know anything, nothing. So smart. I need to learn as much as I can. How do you have a life while you do this? Yeah. You know, what happens when you work with directors that terrify you? You know, all of the questions. I was probably really annoying because I just would... and I still am that way where I would seek out elders to for guidance. How do you walk this path?
That's a great quality because I think we all felt like we have to act like we have it all together you know, if we don't act like we have it all together, then no one will trust us. And then if nobody trusts us, we won't be able to do our job right. And then we won't be able to stand up for ourselves. And so we have to be taken seriously. And in order to be taken seriously, we just have to act like we know everything. It was just so dumb.
And the grownups that were around us regularly were scary.
A lot of them.
You know, not our coworker, lovely friends, but like we had some people around where very quickly we were like, oh no, we don't want to be, we can't, we gotta, we're gonna hide. We're gonna hide. And so interestingly, I think it made us less, I don't know if the word is aware or perhaps it made us feel like we had less wherewithal or permission to then, when someone like you was around, to go and, you know, trust you or seek your advice. Like, and I think that was probably pretty subconscious. But now, even just listening,
I was just scared.
I was nervous all the time. Well, so you don't want to like do something dumb or be like, what was it like working on Twin Peaks?
Just
a bunch of derpy little puppies. Now I'm like, damn it, we should have just followed you around and been annoying.
I am in awe of you all now because the way that you are so multifaceted creatively and speaking your truth and connecting and following what you believe to be true, I did not have the guts to do that at all. And so I bow to you with great respect and gratitude. I'm like, thank God this generation has the courage to stand up in a way that I know I didn't in mine.
Well, I didn't realize really how kind. Similar our situations were, Cheryl, because we were filming in Wilmington, where we were all like taken away from our friends and our family and kind of the circles that we'd built and kind of put in this little small bubble. And you guys being in Seattle filming this show that was like a sensation and a huge hit, did you feel protected by that bubble? Or did you feel like more things could get away, you know, people get away with things?
Well, the pilot was shot up there in Washington. But then at some point, a lot of the series was shot in LA.
Oh, it was?
Really?
I can't remember the exact timeline. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And so I had no idea what I was in for because I had no television experience, no film experience, no experience being in front of the public eye. And so then, like, I remember watching the pilot and the series in LA. That's when I was living in LA when it started to come out. So we were shooting down here. We had studios in the Valley.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, in that sense, the only bubble that I had was just that I didn't know anything.
You're like,
totally inexperienced and had no idea. Unfortunately, you know, social media didn't exist.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Well, you saved my ass because when we were doing, I want to say it's maybe even the next episode, it's when Ellie is like moved in with Peyton. I was up for a job where there was mandatory nudity and you had your son at the time. And I was just so enamored with that you were this like working mom and you would like tell me about your son's dreams and the phone calls you would have with him. And I loved hearing about this. And I feel like you told me like your son really likes snakes, you know, like there's certain things that just pop. And we talked about your kids so much that when I was like, I'm up for this job, they really want me to be naked in it. And you were just like, don't do it. You were like, you're going to have to talk to him about it one day, your son. And at the time I was years away from having kids, you know, and I was just like, oh God, I never thought about that. Like, I never thought about the people in my future I'd have to have these conversations with. And it really changed the way I made decisions and the way I prioritized jobs. And it made me reconsider, like, which jobs were artsy and which job, you know, because they were, there was kind of this shtick with women where they'd be like, well, if you're a real artist, you'll,
yeah,
you'll do all the things we want you to do. And you called bullshit on it for me at a very young age and made me feel empowered to be like, I don't know. Sounds like a low budget movie to me. You guys can go.
Maybe if this was Titanic.
Yeah. Yeah. Pay me like a French girl, but also pay me.
Yeah.
I learned that one the hard way. I didn't have anyone tell me to think about that a lot of the jobs I did, I didn't feel like there was a choice. It was like, mm-hmm. if you want to work as an actor or as an actress, this is what you do. And within that, there are parameters of, you know, what the audience sees is what you did say yes to, not what you said no to.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so I would do a lot of things different if I could go back in time.
Well, even in like during that era, it was still really normal to not have mm-hmm. a choice. You know, like if you wanted to do a show on HBO or cable, we all were presented with that. It was like,
that was part of the contract.
If you want to be on a big girl show, you got to, you know, bear all. And you were so protective of us, even in the midst of all of that, when it was still really, really prevalent. I feel like it only now, like just only recently in the last year or two, is where you can be like, no. And then they just hire a body double. So it looks like you were naked anyway.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of that changed with Sex and the City because all those girls, like, what's her name? Kim Cattrall was the only one on that show who was ever naked
really?
On camera.
Cynthia Nixon was too.
Cynthia Nixon was? Okay. Uh-huh. But the other two weren't. And, you know, you're on a show called Sex and the City, and it's all about girls and their young women and their sex lives. And two of the lead actresses who were very famous already at the time did not have to be nude in the show ever. And I don't know how Sarah Jessica worked that into her contract or Kim Davis, but not Kim Davis. What's her name?
Kristen Davis.
Thank you. Yeah. But I think when that happened and it set an example of like, look, if Sarah Jessica Parker can lead a show called Sex and the City all about sex and never have to be nude on camera, I think the rest of us can figure it out.
Yeah.
We can certainly do a teen drama.
And it also made it so easy to be like, yeah, people have sex in bras, guys. Moving on.
Remember when like, everyone moving on. Having sex in bras?
Sex in bras. Is that the name of our episode?
Like, that's it. Like, oh, yeah, God. It should be.
Oh, my God. Cheryl.
It's like that. It's like that movie Driving in Cars with Boys, but it's having sex on TV in bras.
Let's write that memoir.
Great.
Oh, God.
Cheryl, how'd they come to you for our show?
How did we get you?
I don't know. They just, someone... all I remember is knowing that there was an arc and knowing that it was a limited amount, which was good because that's all I could do with my son being young and because I was living in LA and it was shot there. And so I just remember going in to talk to Mark about the character, and I was really interested in the character and I was interested in the show. And that was kind of all I remember about it, of just feeling like, yeah, this I'm really excited about this.
It's such an interesting character because to play a woman who is coming, you know, you've got the layer of dying, you've got the layer of coming, of having given up your child for adoption and never seen her for years and years. And I mean, how old Peyton were you?
17.
How old Hillary was Peyton when Ellie, it was at birth, right?
Yeah,
like birth. you were right. Okay. Yeah. And then you've come back, but you're still kind of aloof and don't like totally want to It's like you want to be in her life, but as soon as Peyton reaches out, you're like, I don't get too close. It's so interesting and so many layers to play. What do you remember about that, and what were your challenges there?
Well, I remember just feeling so grateful for our connection. You know, just
I loved you right away.
That's how I felt, of just like, okay, this is great. I can anchor into this relationship and all the complexities here, and just feeling that instant, you know, that's always such a gift to just have that instant chemistry. And, you know, it's before I became a mother, my memories about my work experiences were about my work experience. Mm-hmm. And after I became a mother, my memories about my work experience changed to what were the complexities of life going on behind the scenes of the work experience, the traveling back and forth, the times that my son got to come visit while I was there working. You know, those are the things that it becomes more about what was going on in life. And also just also where, I remember just that I did feel very grateful for the complexities of the character, that as a woman and as an actress, just always trying to find, parts that were multifaceted, you know, that part of it, I really appreciate it. And everyone was so nice there. You all, you know, everyone
was in awe. Like you showed up and was like, the cool girl's here. Oh my God. She's so cool.
I remember one time a hurricane was coming when I was trying to figure out how to fly home. And I remember just sitting there watching in like the restaurant bar or something in the city watching going, as the hurricane is coming in on the news, which you all probably dealt with that all the time.
Totally normal.
Yeah, we have hurricane parties.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Yeah. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama. Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, The Frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Oh gosh, I'm so excited whenever we get these offers. I love using my coupons that I virtually clip out for Thrive because they have all these options of things that I can't find in my local grocer. And the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, right? So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? And for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in.
Totally agree. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and my household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quick ship to my doorstep, huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I use their online filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Not only do we all save time shopping as Thrive Market members, but I love that I save money on every single grocery order. I mean, on average, it's over 30% savings every single time. Whether that's pantry staples, like you said, like, you know, peanut butter and coconut oil, or I am getting the gluten-free snacks I'm actually supposed to be eating, it really makes a big difference.
When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
So save time and money. Shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
So did you always know that Ellie was going to die? They were always like, yes.
Yeah.
This is...
Really?
Because see, wow. I didn't, Cheryl. I didn't. And they kind of like led me on to be like, oh, you've had to kiss all the boys on the show already. You know, like this is going to be your new trajectory. You get to go do this other thing. And so then when you... Sorry, spoiler alert for anybody who's watching along with us and hasn't caught up. When Ellie dies, I was despondent. Like no one could talk sense into me. They were like, Hillary, it's okay. And I'm like, but she's going to come back from the dead, right? Like, maybe she's got a sister on this show too. Like, how do we get Cheryl back? And it
was. Wow. So I wonder, that's interesting that we never.
They never told me.
I don't know if someone said, don't say anything or, wow.
Yeah. I was ready for you to stay forever. And ever. And then eventually we meet Peyton's birth father, John Doe, who is from the band X, the punk band out in LA. And I just feel like it's such a missed opportunity that our parents, like my parents were never in the same place at the same time. Sophia, did your parents ever like get into the same place at the same time? Did your dad ever arrive?
Yes. The Brooks dad. So, you know, we get Daphne,
playing my mom, playing Victoria in season 5. Mm-hmm. So you got to do all that overlap.
Gregory Harrison?
Robert Davis Jr., who went by Ted. I've never understood why Ted is a nickname for Robert, but someone can explain it to us at another time. Was played by a lovely actor, Richard Burgee. Hillary, you didn't get to meet him.
Would I have kissed? I had a crush on all the dads.
Oh, 100%. You would have had such a crush on Richard. He was such a dreamboat.
I had a crush on him.
Oh, him and Gregory Harrison. They played Brooke and Julian's dads. And I was like, we won the dad jackpot. What is going on here?
That sent me back to soap opera days because I would look at the two of them. That's what all the men on soap operas looked like. And I was just like, I'm just going to stare at you.
Gorgeous. Hello, Richard. I'm looking at my telephone right now.
Uh-huh. And God, what a lovely man. And he and Daphne played off of each other deliciously. Their chemistry was so great.
They were so fun.
The three of us just had a ball. I really wish we'd had him on the show before the last season because he was wonderful.
Cheryl, we have gotten a lot of closure and redemption and also like a lot of fun by doing this like podcast reboot, rewatch situation. But you guys did that with Twin Peaks years ago. Like you guys all got together again. How many years after the original show to do this reboot?
Well, it was almost 25 years.
That's amazing.
It was.
Wow.
So
25 years.
Yeah, was it almost 25 years? Wait a minute. My calendar.
Yeah. You're like, math is dumb.
I'm 55, and I think that we did season 3 around 6 years ago or 7 years ago, and I was
2017 you guys did.
And I was like, and it was like 92 when we did.
Yeah.
That 25
years.
How was getting that call? Who called?
What does that
did David
feel
Lynch
like?
Call or like how'd that go down?
There's been rumors for decades that we were going to do seasons, and we knew that was not going to happen. So I didn't pay any attention to the rumors. And so then these rumors started happening that seemed to not kind of quiet. Mm. It's like the wave of the rumor just kept getting bigger. Finally, one of the castmates reached out to me and said, you know, this is real. I said, there's no way. So I sent David an email and asked, is this real?
Whoa.
And did he answer? Did he send back like a coded message or something weird? I feel like he sent like a hot air balloon or something to tell you.
It was a little bit cryptic. It was a little bit mysterious. It was a yes, but not really any, just more to come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm into
Stay
that.
Stay tuned.
So what was your experience shooting in Wilmington before?
Yeah, you'd been there so many times before.
Yeah. Now. Did it feel familiar going back or? Or yes, was it new?
I loved Wilmington. I loved working there so much. So I had stayed, I can't even remember the jobs that I did there. They were independent films. I had stayed once in one of those beach houses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And then also downtown. So I loved that feeling of that. I felt like creatively it really fed the work, whatever the work that I was doing was, I found it to be, I really enjoyed it creatively. You know, there's history there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of interesting different parts to that place.
Mm. It's a really artistic town too. There's so much theater, so many fine arts communities and music.
Yeah, I love that. Mm. And just the feeling of the sort of smaller city feeling. Mm-hmm. That was really nice to be in.
Well, and there's a weirdness to Wilmington. You know, there's kind of like because it's such a haunted city, there's like a little bit of like a cryptic feel to it. And Ellie is kind of a cryptic woman. You know, she's living in this like dilapidated Victorian home with no furniture and like a lot of...
She doesn't even have a glass to drink out of.
Yeah, there's like a lot
she
of echo.
She drinks right out of the carton.
Yeah. They're like, this'll do. There's like roaches everywhere and high grass. But there's an edge to this character that I think was great because so often women are portrayed as martyrs if they're playing mothers. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone wants the martyr. And Ellie's just like, no, I chose a fun life.
Yeah.
I made the choice that was right for me. Like, I'm not going to apologize for it, you know, which was mm-hmm. great and kind of revolutionary at the time.
Yeah.
How'd you put it together at a time where not everyone was doing that?
Well, I feel like the writers did the work. Do you know what I mean? That was there. Mm-hmm. And so to really just, and fortunately I had known many women in my life who didn't just follow the supposed to's or mm-hmm. you know, and so I had references, mm-hmm. you know, personal references that I could draw from, and that that kind of directness and just inner knowing and just that life experience.
There's something I don't think the writers did, though. Some of Ellie's behavior was really contrasting, you know, showing up and wanting to be a part of Peyton's life and begging to be a part of it. And then when Peyton comes to find her, pushing her away and then coming back, and that the push and pull, that's just on the page. And but making it believable, creating a character that you had to justify that behavior for you so that you could empathize with her and then play her.
Mm.
That's not anything the writers did. That's you. And I'm mm-hmm. interested to know how you justified all that behavior for her in order to make her someone that we didn't hate. Like, we loved her. We empathized along with her as well, mm-hmm. even though she was feeling all these complicated things.
Yeah, I look at the way she treated her daughter, and I'm like, wow, that's intense.
Get out.
I remember hearing, you know, from one of my acting teachers at a very young age, that if you can find the love under all that, right, that mm-hmm. if it's because of the love underneath it, mm. then I could find as a mother a way to justify it, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody just sort of does what they think is best. And usually I can understand how you would be doing those things, thinking that it's best for Peyton and thinking that you're yes. willing to hurt yourself for the sake of her, even though she doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting from Ellie anyway. So,
of all the storylines that Peyton had to do, the one that I get the most fan feedback from is this one, because there are a number of people out there who have lost a parent to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And this storyline, as messy as it is, you know, as like back and forth as it is, as conflicted as it is, has been cathartic for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when I saw you at the convention, you mentioned that people come up and or have talked to you about it and been like, thank you so much for doing this storyline. Has that been your experience often?
Yeah, if I'm ever recognized for this, it is usually with someone who has experience with cancer.
Mm.
You know, and I wish there were more stories out there about this for children and parents. And, you know, I feel like that's part of, as storytellers, that's part of our responsibility, is to really keep bringing these stories into the awareness for healing and for the conversation. And
so people feel seen and known, and there's something, somebody else is going through this too. I'm not alone.
Yes.
Well, you don't think about, like, how old were we when we were doing this? 23, 24? You don't think about it on the day, but then like all these years later, you realize you're providing other people with the language and mm-hmm. with the framework to deal with it in real life. Because if you don't have the right words, you know, if you don't have an example of like a person, whether they be real or fictional, living past a bad situation like this, you don't know what it looks like. Yeah. But if you could watch it and visualize it and be like, oh no, we've lost this character, and then life moves on as it does, but it is changed, you know.
To give people a safe place to witness grief, I think can also be very transformational, because when you go through loss, it's so personal. It's often very private. When you're grieving, you tend to stay home. It's insular. And so it's not something in our society we've been able to witness a lot of. It's very private and personal. And hearing about the ways in which a storyline like this one for an audience can model how hard it will be to lose somebody, but also that they will remain with you in ways that you will carry on a project that you began with them before they died, as Peyton does, that you will honor them in parts of your life. And yes, you will be, if we are lucky enough to survive someone, and I don't mean we're lucky that we've lost someone, I mean like we're lucky we're alive. We're all lucky we're alive every day. You know, if you're lucky enough to continue living your life, you can do it in a way where you carry that person with you. And yeah, like when had we ever seen that before? We got to see you guys do it in a storyline. It was beautiful.
Cheryl,
I love that.
I was so sad when you left, and then I left the show and hooked up with Jeff. And then the first job he does, right when I gave birth to Gus, like Gus was like 2 months old, he's like, oh, my buddy Cheryl's doing this movie with me. I was like, Cheryl who? He's like, you don't know her, Cheryl Lee. And I'm like, she's my mother. But you guys have known each other like forever. And that was such a weird, it was the universe's way of being like, Hillary, you didn't misread the connection. Like, this is someone who is absolutely like supposed to be in your world. It's good to love her. I was so happy that you guys just like randomly were in this movie together. But again, you were playing like a bad girl. Is that your shtick? Does everyone cast you to play like a drunky pants?
Or I die.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I was trying to remember the other day how many times I had died.
I die all the time too, Cheryl.
You do?
Everything I'm in, they kill me off. I'm like, what is it? Do you hate me, or am I just like so lovely that to kill me is so tragic?
Oh,
for
it's
the story.
Ruin these people.
I'm gonna try and believe the second one, but
I'm gonna
like
break everybody's heart.
Oh my all god! All different kinds of ways of dying. Right?
Yes, always.
Yeah, haven't you done like a vampire movie? Yeah.
Oh God, I had the life sucked out of me. Yeah. What about you? Let's talk about that.
What's been your favorite on-screen death? What of all the things that you've passed in, what's been the winner?
You know, I mean, it kind of probably is Twin Peaks, but it wasn't it was probably more just the experience of being able to, you know, that first scene being found on the beach wrapped in plastic.
Yeah.
I didn't have any lines, thank God, because I was so nervous and I didn't know anything about filmmaking or television or anything. And so I got to just lay there and listen
everyone
and be like a little sponge and soak it all up. So,
so great.
Yeah. Taped up in my plastic.
Oh, well, yeah, but amazing. Back to Hillary's question, is that sort of your typical go-to? People cast you as the bad girl a lot? And is there anything that you're still just like dying to do?
Well, no one thinks, I mean, I don't think I've ever done a comedy. I don't think I've ever.
Really?
I mean, unless it would be maybe be a really, really dark one.
It's a dark comedy.
Yeah. And I would love to do, you know, I played a vampire at one point, but I would also love to do something really kind of fantasy-like. Like I've never.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, me too, right? Like Lord of the Rings.
Like Pan's Labyrinth, like something really.
Weird.
Yeah.
Should we all do the Witches of Eastwick? Is that what this podcast is really about?
Cheryl, let's just be witches.
Hello.
As long as we can fly.
Oh,
great.
Yeah,
and have special powers.
Come on.
Yeah.
I like reading about Appalachian witches because what they would do is at night they would shapeshift and then they'd turn men into horses and ride them all night long around the countryside. So when these men woke up, they were like, couldn't go to work. They had the vapors. I've been ridden by a witch all night. And I'm just like, I feel like this is a lot of innuendo. we're gonna be some creepy witches, Cheryl.
I can't wait.
I am in.
Done. Somebody give us some money.
Yeah. One Tree Hill, 25 years later, just like Twin Peaks, is now a supernatural experience.
Oh my God.
What do we have? What do we have? 7 years to go or something? We'll figure it out.
I'm all for it. Cheryl, the only thing that I took from the show when I left was Ellie's leather jacket. It is my prized possession.
Oh, fantastic.
I keep it in a safe space. My son steals all my coats because he's my size now. And I'm just like, don't touch that one. That's the special one. But I hope I get to see you in real life soon. We've got more conventions and stuff coming up, but you're such an important part of this show. And you were a really, really, really important part of my time on the show. And you know that.
Well, I am very, very grateful to have been a part of the show. And it just warms my heart to see all your beautiful faces and smiles, and congratulations on everything you're doing, and just tons and tons of love and gratitude to you.
Yay, we need to do a mommy-daughter trip with all of our mothers from the show and all the girls from the show.
Oh my God, yes. Bess Armstrong, Cheryl Lee, Daphne Zuniga.
Let's go.
Moira and Barbara, and let's go.
Let's hit the road. Let's hit the bar.
Oh, we love seeing you. Thank you so much for coming and joining us.
Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Thank you all so much.
Oh, I love her. She's wow, amazing. That was awesome. That I've was got a total no childhood chill. Dream come true.
No, that she's amazing. I can't believe you held your tears back. That was
even
incredible.
Still, like, she just makes me, it's not that I'm nervous. It's not that I'm nervous. It's that I just get like giddy about her and geek out so hard. Cause
I get it.
Oh, I wanted to keep her so bad. If we'd gotten to keep Cheryl, oh my God. Yeah. It would have been so.
It probably wouldn't have packed the same punch, though. You know, it was so great. Like, she was so iconic because of the way she came in. And I mean, this character was so iconic because she came in and went out so quickly, but made such a huge impact. And only somebody of Cheryl's caliber and talent could have been able to handle that and make that happen.
Well, and now I look at the part that she played and the fact that she was able to be like a mother and work out of town on location. And I'm just like, when do I get to start playing Ellie's? Like, who's going to call me to play the Ellie Harp character in whatever? I mean, I don't even know what teenage shows are on right now. That makes me sound like a grandma. I'm like, what are the kids watching these days? But yeah, those are the parts that are really fun as a mom to go in and like put the leather bracelet on and the cool concert tee. And you're not in the school pickup line for a couple days. And you're like, yeah, I'm cool. I remember how to be cool. She's so freaking cool.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like, I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or Find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, The Frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Ooh, honey, you know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
It was interesting to me, too, that like as we are wondering, again, not perhaps inappropriately, but like we're learning things as bold women and we don't love this seesaw that's happening with Lucas and Peyton and Lucas and Brooke. I forgot that in this episode, Brooke is upset that she's not hearing from Lucas all day and Haley's not hearing from Nathan at all.
Yeah.
And that misdirect was gold when you're like, what would make a boy just leave a girl after a night? And I was like, this comment, this is actually in an episode that's not well written.
The same
this
thing.
This is great.
But
not admitting it to each other.
The friction of not knowing that the other person was going through the exact same thing. And then we were both angry and trying to solve our own problems without each other. Oh, it was great.
I loved it. I also loved that at the end of the episode, when Nathan comes to the door, like there was something vulnerable on James's face. And I saw you see it and know that you had been sort of making up a story that wasn't true all day. And you just welcomed him in.
Yeah.
And the familiarity between those two, between Nathan and Haley, makes it work wordlessly.
Yeah. Well, that's it. There's no misdirect there. He just right. says, I wanted to spend some time with you, or can I hang out with
such
you?
Such a relief, right? The directness.
Just, instead of Lucas, who's like, I got a thing to do with you, you know? Like,
yeah.
Girls, take a lesson. Misdirect, not hot.
Not hot. It's, I mean, not to
also,
beat
Also, men
a dead
take
horse,
a lesson.
Like, this is what I'm saying. Like,
men in
you
cafes.
Can't act like you're direct, but not be direct. You
be
don't
a
just
Nathan.
Like,
yeah.
Be Nathan.
Be a Nathan.
Be a Nathan. That's really the point, guys. Be a Nathan. I also loved, in the ways that everyone's love story is a little messy right now, I love the love story of Peyton and Ellie.
Yes.
And Peyton trying to find a way to talk to her. And Hillary, you did it so beautifully because you can tell that you don't really want to be totally vulnerable. So you make it about work. But then, like, you're hanging out and you're learning about the records she loves, and she's talking about T-shirts, and like your mom might give you a T-shirt from
a
tour.
God. The mom giving her the T-shirt beautiful. Thing got me in real life. Like, that's my love language. When someone gives me a thing that's theirs, and it's not like a new thing, you know. And you both have done it. You both have given me things that you're just like, oh, do you want this thing? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And there's kind of that like thrift store quality to it where it's like, this has collected a narrative before it's come to me. And the idea that Peyton is going to get these records or these T-shirts from this woman to create an intimacy is, you know, hits a little close to home. But I also, so much of our show is about whatever boy you're dating.
Yeah.
And it's just meant, it meant so much to me to have a storyline that wasn't about a dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it meant a lot to our audience as well, because that's not, it's not literally everything everybody thinks about all the time. Like, yes, when you're young and hormonal, you know, your romantic interests are at the forefront of your mind most of the time, but there are a lot of people, a lot of people have problems with their family and their siblings and with their parents and how they're doing
and
in their
school
work. And that can be, that can take over at any moment. Mm-hmm. And it was really, really a relief to see that represented with Peyton and Ellie.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting you saying that, I remember, and I wrote it down in my notes when we started watching this episode, there's some stuff for the comedy that they gave Brooke that made me laugh, but it was so cringy. They would sometimes push me into these directions where I, as Sophia, would feel like they wanted Brooke to be mean or really tone deaf or like over the top. And it was very interesting because I remember feeling then like Brooke's finally launching her company and now she's just going to be awful to everyone. And now I was like so self-conscious about it, but it's like, okay, this is what you've written for me and I'm going to commit and I'm going to try my best. And I'm going to put her paranoia about losing her chance underneath it and try to humanize it. And watching it for some reason now with like distance, I could hear it in a different way. And
yeah,
I was like,
oh,
right. I was like, oh, they wanted Brooke to be like the worst version of herself, the cheerleader that Faith is talking to Lucas about. So she was like, he's like, you know, I'm not defending who Brooke was. I'm defending who she is. And then it comes in and she's like a banshee screaming at everyone, like running a sweatshop. I was like, oh my God.
With the
horrible.
Children.
The children. But now I can see the comedic device in a way that at the time I was like, why has she got to be mean when she's finally doing something for herself?
Oh, man.
No, so it's interesting.
I loved it. Not just for the comedic device, but also because, again, characters have to have flaws.
Yeah.
And to be able to see Brooke at her worst, falling, being a mess, falling apart, like we said, messy, messy Brooke, and a big lovable mess. And then the second that Haley's like, hey, stop it. You're being a huge bitch. Be nice to people. Everybody here is busting their asses for you.
Yeah.
And Brooke turns on a dime and she says, you're right. There's a lot of people out there who don't. They get defensive. Mm-hmm. They can, you know, it's like it takes days or weeks or years before they'll even admit that they're wrong. And Brooke is like, oh my God, you're right. And she turns immediately because she's not afraid. She's not afraid of being wrong. That's kind of what's great about living a messy life, right? She's not afraid of being wrong.
It's a good example of female friendship, where you can call your friend out on something and it's not a fight that ends the relationship. We've talked about that a number of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where when someone tells you the truth, you realize, oh, you really love and respect me.
Yeah. And that's the best example.
Thank you.
I would way rather watch somebody who's being a huge, huge ass suddenly go, oh my God, I'm being such an asshole right now. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm really sorry. That's great. You know, it's like, we're only human. That's the best. What else can we expect? Yeah. I would much rather watch that than somebody who's just like a jerk for no reason and then never admits they're wrong.
Yeah. Dan Scott? Dan Scott?
Are we talking about Dan Scott? Yeah. How about Dan walking into Haley and Nathan's bedroom?
That was so great.
Picking up for a second.
Picking up her bra.
That.
No.
Picking up a teenage girl's bra and talking about a one night stand.
It's like it wasn't sexual. It's all power for him. It's like it has nothing to do with him trying to be like creepy, pervy. He wasn't being pervy. He was being his normal power hungry self, and in any way that he could diminish someone else and make them feel insecure and humiliated, that's what the picking up the bra was. Ugh. But regardless, it's still disgusting.
It was gross. Well, and then to say at least Peyton was pleasant in the morning.
Oh,
like, just to remind you,
so gross.
It's petty in a way that like no adult should be this petty.
And stealing the note, like he swipes Nathan's handwritten note to her. What are you, seven?
Yeah. Yeah, I need Dan to like, I liked it when Dan and Karen got flirty in future episodes because Dan without that glimmer of redemption is a tough pill to swallow. Yeah. But Dan, if I'm always on the verge of being like, it's just a more fun Dan to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could I kiss him? Could I have an hour-long lunch with him before finding out he's engaged?
Honestly. Honestly.
Oh my God. You went on a lunch date with Dan Scott. That's what happened to you, Joy.
Oh my God, Joy.
It's so frustrating. He was so nice and handsome and like sweet. And
well,
and clearly he knows it.
He's running for mayor.
I will never get over a grown-ass man texting you, well, if I had a nickel for every time I got hit on by a woman, I wouldn't have to work.
I know he wasn't I think knowing this guy's tone, he was like, whatever. If I had a nickel, I thought it was blah, blah, blah. Like, I think that's what he was going for. But it's just, like, I hope he read it back after he sent it and was like, ooh.
Yeah.
That didn't read very well.
Yeah, I really hope he made himself feel queasy because he made me feel sick to my stomach.
He's like in bed with his fiance. Babe, look at this text. Does this come off weird? Does this come off weird?
I looked at this girl and I think she got the wrong idea.
It's like she thought I asked her out or something because I asked her to have a meal with me. Idiot.
No, guys, I'm just not enlightened enough. I'm not enlightened enough to know how Joy. To just be friends.
When we talk about
pour gasoline on yourself and just light it on fire for him. No.
When we talk about Tree Hill voters and how it's possible that Dan Scott was able to charm a town into not understanding he's a sociopath, this is what I'm going to envision. Like in line at lunch, asking pretty girls to sit with him and then be like,
have a meal with me.
Why did you misinterpret this? What's your problem?
I'm just trying to get to know my constituents.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Barf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Barf.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like, I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, The Frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Ooh, honey, you know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. Do we need to spin a wheel, ladies?
Yes. We sure do.
Let's spin that wheel.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a most likely to.
Most likely to re-gift something gifted to them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, on the show.
Dance cut.
Whitey, I feel like, you know how teachers always get shitty gifts at the end of the year? Like, how many mugs does a teacher really need? You know?
Yeah.
I feel like Whitey's totally the kind of guy that's just like, here, take this thing.
I don't want this.
I think it's Haley.
Oh,
really?
I think it's Haley.
Oh my God, do tell.
I think it's like the one, it's like a,
something she could get away with that's not wrong.
Right.
It's just...
It's a minor.
Do you know what I mean? It's just a slight, like, and it's like nobody's going to know, and she can just like slightly pass it on.
No biggie. But, well, actually, isn't it Brooke in this episode that gives away all her CDs? And she's like, that was a really nice thing to do with my
CDs.
You know what? I can see Brooke doing it majorly.
I will say, I have a theory, perhaps controversial, but in the spirit of defending re-gifting.
Mm-hmm.
Every so often, I've been given something that I'm like, this is lovely. I don't like to waste stuff.
You don't.
I take things to Goodwill and, you know, Salvation Army so regularly. But I have, on occasion, been given something and I'm just like, this looks exactly like Jenny. Or, oh my God, you know who would love this? My friend Jed. Like, I've just been given something that I don't actually need or that, like, I might have one. But one of my friends really wants one. And then I'm like, I mean, I'm not going to like give it to him for their birthday. That feels weird. But like on a random Tuesday.
You're not going to wrap like, it. Is that the deal? As long as you don't wrap a re-gift, it's fine.
I think so. Because then I think it's like, you won't believe this thing I got. I knew you wanted one here. And it's just like, well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not mad at it. I think we need to buy less stuff. But
And destigmatize. Mm-hmm. Regifting.
Yeah. By the way, essentially, it's how I feel about vintage. I pay to regift someone else's stuff to myself.
Isn't that true? Is that true?
Like,
I know. All right. Sophia wins.
So, anyway,
Sophia in real life.
That's my theory.
Sticking to it.
Thank you guys for joining us. We will see you next week for episode 311.
311.
More drama. It looks like maybe there's some storylines actually going to start happening now that they built all the bridges they needed to build.
No more flashbacks.
Yeah. The next episode is called Return of the Future. So like maybe we get real-time TV back. Action. I don't know.
Yeah. No more freeze frame. Sorry, guys. Freeze frame's out. This was all
Sorry.
You got. See you guys later.
See you next week.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl.
Drama girl.
Cheering for the right team.
Drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens. Drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy's shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth, no matter who you are. Mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.